Like, say me and you go in there. Say me, like, I'm going into jail first week. I would probably get messed around with. I would have to fight. I would have to fight or form some sort of alliance, or not even form, but insert myself into some sort of alliance, or somebody's inserting themselves into me.
That's fair. Maybe I'll do that 3 years of house arrest.
Yeah.
I don't know, dog.
I'm telling you.
It could be. I would. I don't know.
I mean, you hear about young thug, dude. Like,
it's how I take the pickle back show.
Alrighty, it's the MTM Boys Season 3, Episode 130. We got the boy, Mr. Playmaker Twas, but I think my handle down here says at Twasington. I gotta figure out how to change that hoop. And then the Mr. Hoopstar Nash. I don't know how to say this, but I guess welcome back. Not Clown Hoopstar Nash anymore. Not messing up, not effing up. Are you recording?
I am recording today, yes.
Welcome back.
I appreciate that. That's I don't even know what happened last. I think it was I used the new camera, I think. And with the new camera, I tried to push record through the camera, and I didn't push record on whatever our OBS recording OBS. Software. Yeah. So
yeah.
I was like, "Damn."
So it was a dud. It was just a dud. I was talking to a clown the entire... I was talking to you, but I think the people that watched the episode was just me talking to a clown, kind of gave him the upfront. Welcome back. You'd think if you buy a new camera, dude, it would work, and you'd hit the record button.
You would think. That's what you would want, right?
Yeah, no, I'm just messing with you. Welcome back, dude. You're coming in town this weekend. Excited to have you. Excited to host you again. Got a lawnmower. I don't know if anybody listened to the last episode. I had an electrical lawnmower. I don't know if I even told you this, but got a lawnmower. It's all gas. Bought it off Facebook Marketplace. I was doing the front, actually, right?
Okay.
And I was doing the front with the electrical lawnmower at first, and it was just such a hassle. It's actually my lawnmower. That old lawnmower is still in the front yard, dude. And there's just a sign out there that just says, for free, take it. And there's like duct tape wrapped around it, you know, where like the lawnmower bends. Like, I lost those screws that like go into it to like intact it together, is that the right word, or just hold it together? Right. But it's just replaced with scotch tape, and it's just out there if anybody wants it. However, I got frustrated on Sunday, and then I looked on Facebook Marketplace. Next 20 minutes, I went to go buy a gas lawnmower off Facebook Marketplace from some old head, and then I came back and did the front, did the back, and almost broke it. You know, I was still going over tree stumps in the back.
I think that's what you and you need to take or watch a YouTube video or something on actually how to mow your lawn.
Yeah,
because I don't think you Here's know how to thing. Do that.
I don't have a weed eater, so like I need to get a weed eater next to just go over those little small spaces and I guess crevices. I also don't know if I have poison ivy in the backyard. You're gonna have to check this one out when you're here. All right,
I can do that.
But yeah, I mean, it's great. Love it. The front and the back. It's all done after, you know, a couple months. It was looking like a safari jungle out there. We talked about this. But welcome back. Excited to have you this weekend and host you this weekend. Let's just get into it. Got to tell you about mantomanpodcast.shop. Hoop, I'm wearing the shirt. Go get your damn merch. Support the boys. We're going on a big trip to L.A. first week of August to Dash Radio. Shout out Dash Radio that we're on. They're nothing but net basketball channel every Monday and Thursday at, I believe, 3 p.m. Eastern time, 12 p.m. PST, 12 p.m. Pacific. But go get your damn merch. Click the link in the bio of whatever you're listening to or watching this on. Support the boys. Use code MIXFREE at the checkout to receive free shipping. We got our new logos in. We got, I guess, black and white t-shirts. I think there's a couple other colors in there, like blue. A couple other colors in there. Nonetheless, go get your damn merch. Support the boys. We're in summertime. It's hot as shit out here, dude. So I guess we'll just get into it. Mowed the lawn. We got Stevie Nicks in town in Nashville this past weekend. Billy Joel. and Stevie Nicks are both on tour together. Crazy weekend in Nashville, 40,000 plus in Nashville. I'm rocking Edge of 17, and I'm putting it behind videos, you know, and I didn't even know she was in town. So, needless to say, another weekend that I'll go ahead and say that I'm just proud of myself. I didn't go out this weekend, you know, and there's a couple different reasons there, but it's very tempting to go out when there's 40-plus thousand people on Broadway. However, on the other end, we always talk about it being from Nashville and things like that. We want to stay. I wouldn't even go down to Broadway, but it's hard to just not hit up your boys or anything like that and kind of just lay low. And I got this jug of water.
Oh, I got you on, man. Damn, it's about time. Yeah. It's about time, dog.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to stay low, man. I think we're working on like some Airbnb stuff, trying to get that, you know, in place in West Hollywood. We got a couple spots that we need to just look over after this episode, but we got our flights out to LA and super stoked, and that's kind of what we've been working on. A little inside MTM for the upfront for you guys, but that's what's been going on.
Yeah, well, I also hear and I saw on social media you working out a couple times a week, actually in the gym getting some
oh bro, I can't even believe I didn't start out with that. I can't bend my arms, bro. I can't even bend my arms. My arms feel like T-Rex right now. Like, I can't even, I'm gonna be honest, bro. I can't even touch my dick to piss. So,
and you wearing that, and you're trying to wear that super, super skinny T-shirt, trying to show off the guns a little bit. Don't think I don't know what you're doing over there now. Don't act like that.
You know what? I should have just started out with that. I'm so sorry. I can't even, like, pull up or, like, push down my pants, bro. Like, it's hard, like, putting on a t-shirt. You know that feeling that I'm talking about? Yeah. Like, haven't worked out in like a couple weeks, dude. And I woke up on Sunday super early, just, you know, cleaned the house, and I was like, all right, cool, I'm gonna go work out before I mowed the lawn. I should have started with that. I don't know why. I'm so sorry. But yeah, my arms are killing me right now, and I haven't worked out in like 2 weeks. And I went to the Y, and instead of chest day, I was like, you know what, I gotta get the biceps some love. I'm always doing chest day. It's always international chest day for the boy. And, I mean, I'm just cranking out, like, weights that I used to be able to, you know, lift. I can't do them anymore, and therefore leading to a result where my arms are, seriously, my arms are, like, 90 degrees 100% of the day.
That's good, though. So, that means, I don't know. That means you getting into it. It means you really, you know, you might not be lifting, like, you know, mega weight, but sounds like you, if you get back in there and your arms hurt, it means you're, you know.
Do you remember doing 21s in high school or anything, or in college?
21s? I don't know if I'd
21s is where you take, it's not a barbell. It's neither a barbell or a dumbbell, but it's like one of those like mini barbells. They had the weights on the ends.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then you go up like fully like that 7 times, and then you go up like on your chest and then stop midpoint of your chest, like where your nipples are, and do that 7 times, and then you do like the bottom half like 7 times as like they're like curls. Try them out, dude. They are like the best like bicep workout. But dude, yeah, my arms are like done, and I think I need to just go work out again because it's been since Sunday, and we're recording, what is this, May 23rd? This will probably drop on like the 24th or the 25th on Thursday, Wednesday or Thursday. But I feel like I just need to go back to the gym because my arms, I can't do anything with
them. Yeah, you got to work out the soreness. That's what, back in high school and into college, I remember at first, like, especially in college, it was real tough because that was like, you know, now you're on college basketball team, they actually put you through workouts. The first, like...
What was the hardest workout that you did in college?
I mean, that first week, everything we did, like, it was just like, here's our kind of workout program. And you went through it. But then I remember that first week, I was totally like couldn't move. But after that first week, you feel that you're sore. But then that second week starts to hit and you are working out, you know, every other day, basically. And it's like, all right, I know that I'm sore, but it doesn't feel as bad. So you just got to keep at it, I think.
Yeah. Let's go get a pump in this weekend, bro. I told you I wanted to go play. I want to go play basketball because I got two basketballs sitting here in the podcast room. But I would like to see you in the gym and see what you're working with, bro.
I can do some. I do my sit ups and my push ups every morning, but I can't. I haven't. So free yeah, weights, dude. Man. I ain't been in there. I'll tell you right now. I ain't been in there.
Yeah. No. You'll feel like me, dude. Where you're like, oh, I can get back in there. You know, it's only been a couple years or a couple weeks or whatever it is, and you're like, oh shoot, I can't. That's the funny thing. Like, we're just not as strong as I feel like we used to be, which is.
And that's another thing that I kind of lost touch with actually coming out of college. Like, through college, I would work out, you know, kind of on a regular basis, at least 2 or 3 times a week, even, you know, not playing basketball. But then after college, there was, like, no real reason for me to go work out, you know, like, actually, yeah. like, stay on a plan. Because also, not that I don't like to work out, but it's at the same time, like, if there's nothing, like, reasoning for me to work out, why am I going to show up for an hour? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I'll be honest. I've been waking up and, like, my fucking liver's been hurting, dude. So I need to stay active. It's funny because, like, I talk to my family about this all the time. Like, I've gotten a couple CAT scans and shit. And, like, I feel like that just comes with, like, the millennial lifestyle. We all just think if you have an ache or pain in your body, you're like, I have cancer. I got to go get surgery, blah, blah, blah. But no, I've been waking up. I'm like, my lower back's kind of hurting. I feel like it's my kidneys. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to go get the jug of water. Like, I mean, obviously we all need a ton of water each day. I'm going to stop chugging beer on Instagram. My mom texted me about that. She was like, what are you doing? And I'm like, it was for a video, dude. Like, I don't know what you want me to say. It's content and she doesn't really understand. But, yeah, I know. I've just got a couple aches and pains that I'm just trying to be careful about.
I'll tell you this though, since I started drinking as much water as I do, you know, I usually try to drink, you know, 2-3 liters a day.
Yeah.
Tell me this.
Feel better.
Once you get on, like maybe in a week or two, tell me how you feel once you, like, so we'll go out maybe a night or something and get, you know, get on a good level. I'm telling you.
Just get athletic. Yeah,
get athletic. I promise you. Now it's for 100% sure I know. I don't really get hungover anymore. I really don't. Like, I know I'm kind of a little fatigued, and I guess that's a little part of being hungover, but, like, the hard, like, headaches, don't want to get out of bed. I can, you know, we can get athletic. Don't get me wrong. We've been there, but it's like I don't get hungover that much anymore. Unless it's like, I'm puking the night before, that next day is different. But if I'm not...
I feel like, and that's the question is, are you just drinking less than, or are you saying that's a result of drinking a bunch of water? Because usually you would hear the opposite. The more you get older, like, the more of a hangover you have. But also, like, at the same time, you kind of parlay it into the more you get older, the less amount of, like, athleticism or athletic that you get, you know?
Yeah, I mean... I couldn't tell you last time I was like blackout drunk, you know what I mean? Like in college and that stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
And obviously those days, everybody can relate to those days are like brutal when you get, you know, wake up the next morning. But I also, I feel like we've gotten, you know, athletic enough in the last couple of years, you know, where like we're both, you know, on our level, you know what I mean? We're not blackout, but we're on a good buzz.
Yeah. Well, can we all just, like, agree that I mean, I know at least for me and, like, my friends, like, we're still kind of getting twisted a little bit. Can we just agree that it's getting old? You know?
Yeah.
It's getting old.
That's what I'm saying. That's how
it was old. Yeah, it was old 5 years ago. You know?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, coming out of college, bro.
That's why I'm saying bring back the house party, because I'd rather just sit at the crib.
I feel that.
And
I feel
that. I can get on a whole nother level at the crib just, you know, drinking. And I don't have to go spend, you know, 200 plus on drinks going out and buying. I can do that at my house. And if you have enough people over, you know. Don't do it by yourself type shit, but at the same time, you get...
Well, that's why it's tough when there are so many people here in the city. And if you come to Nashville, like everyone does is drink, you know? That's why it's hard. For me, it's like, all right, well, at least like if I'm not drinking like that, like I'll go... that's the secondary option usually. Like I'll just go to a bar, I'll grab a beer. Or, you know, I'm never going to drink just one beer really either. Like, I'll have, like, at least 2 beers and just watch the game somewhere. But that's the secondary option. There's no more, like, kid-friendly fun, I feel like, which is kind of what we need to get back into. You know, there's no, hey, I'm going to go to the park on a Saturday at 10:30 and throw frisbee, you know? It's like, and then at nighttime, it's like, okay, what are we going to do? To the point where this weekend, you'll see it, I fucking switched my room around, dude. And I've got the, like a queen size, like foam mattress. I'm sleeping great. And I'm just telling myself, hey, I'm going to watch a movie. And I get myself excited about that. You know, I'm like, yes, I'm going to watch a movie, man. It's like 10 o'clock. And I'm like, okay, that will shave off the 2 hours that I would be at the bar.
Yeah.
And then I'm eating popcorn until 2 a.m. And I'm like, you know what? It's not a super great substitute because although I'm sober, I'm not getting sleep that I should, you know, while staying in. But it's a step. But no, I just missed the whole, like, you know, hey, that's what I'm saying. Let's go play basketball or something, dude. But, you know, hey, you take it one day at a time, I guess.
Yeah. I you know me, I've never been like, all right, first option is going out and getting crazy. You know what I mean? Like, that's never been my.
I know. That's not what we're talking about. But your secondary option would be going to a bar or just drinking, you know, drinking a couple teddies. You got a bet slip open. Yeah. And.
But I feel what I feel like a lot of people, at least some of my friends still, and I'm, you know, in a year, almost 2 years older than you are, they're still going out there getting crazy lit every weekend. And even sometimes, yeah. And I don't know if it's just not, I don't want to make it sound like they're childish or not mature, but because some of them have really good jobs and they make a lot of money, whatever, right? But it's like, yeah. I'm past that kind of like thing. So I'm down. Let's go.
See,
to the
I don't
hoop.
Think we are though. I'm going to call it. I don't
we
think we're
not,
are.
But I would like you know, to think that yeah. we would just be like, all right, let's, you know.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it. But then temptation hits and you're like, well, I'm three deep now. I'm talking whiskey cokes. Yeah. So.
And it also doesn't, it doesn't help when there's more than like, you know, there's three, four of your boys. That's different too. It's like, yeah. all right. The boys are kind of yeah. going out. And then you see how yeah. you can kind of gauge on how what this night's going to actually look like. Are we going crazy yeah. or are we just cooling?
I mean, even last time you were here, dude, it was like, okay, look, we're having a chill night. We show up to a bar. There's a terrible cover band playing. We got a bet slip open. We hit the bet slip. We go to another bar, and it's literally called The Local, where there's like banjo music playing. And somehow, it turns into a 3 a.m. night, you know, but it obviously leads into like the nightcap and everything else that we just did not expect, right? Right. So it hits you different ways, and maybe sometimes, yeah, I do wish I was a West Tennessee suburban cat, you know, but I'm in the mix of things, baby, gang, gang.
Gang, gang.
So glad. All right, we're going to have you here, and then I think our whole like thing is going to change up here pretty soon because you've got some exciting news coming up. Just not even going to get into it because I'll believe it when I see it. So we'll have you in Nashville permanently at some point. But everything's good here. Everything's good. Memorial weekend, you're coming down. You're doing something with your boy. I think I might go on the boat while you're gone.
On the boat.
Yep, on my boy's boat.
I'm gonna be on a boat too, so I think we're gonna be
all right,
both boating.
Are you on a Percy?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No, I don't think they're going to Percy.
Old Hickory? Old Hickory, maybe. Okay, cool. Well, I guess we'll both be on a boat then, because I totally hit up my boy and I was like, man, I would love to go out because I didn't go out on the lake at all last season, last lake season, boating season was last summer, I guess what you want to call it. But yeah, he's like I. You know, it's my little bro in the fraternity, dude. He's a couple years younger than me. And I just texted him, and I was like, yo, would love to catch up. You know, let's hit the boat sometime. And he's like, be at my crib at 10 a.m. on Saturday. I totally forgot you were coming, but I was like, yeah, word. But then it's all going to kind of work out. I guess I'll see you later that night. And he's like, I got a crush on three different birds, dude. And I'm like, all right, well, he's like, take one of them. Like, I don't know if they're going to take me, but I might say, you know, I would have to have – I would have to say my hellos, right?
Oh, definitely. You gotta so say I might, hellos.
What if I'm just that guy on the boat, like in the front of the boat, like, oh, this is sick. Dude, there's like 20 other people. I'm like, what am I doing here, bro? So I don't know. I guess we'll test out my my social skills, but TBD. All right, cool. Let's get into some hot topics, which we're going to actually start out with a trivia question because our TikTok is kind of going nuts. Shout out to Griff doing our clips and providing us the trivia questions. But I think we hit over 110,000 views on one of the videos last week. And I believe that question on TikTok, I believe that question was, help me out here. What was
something
it?
About Steph Curry.
How many
half court shots?
Yeah, maybe. How many half court shots has Stephen Curry made in his career, and who was he tied with? A lot of people said that he had more than six in our comments, but I mean that's what Griff gave us. So I don't know. I think that's what Google had also. But yeah, six, either six or seven. I don't know. I mean, if you're counting practice, then it's probably 300, right? But also tied with Jamal Crawford too. Shout out Jay Crossover. Did you see that video, by the way, of Jamal Crawford just balling in like some random Miami gym, and Spoelstra and Caron Butler was just watching them outside?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, pretty cool. All right, so let's see. I think we have two trivia questions this week.
All right, let's try it.
The first one. What team has had the fewest wins in a single season since the year 2000?
The least amount of wins since 2000 in a season. Right, that's how. Is that what the question's saying? The least amount of wins in
what
a season.
What team has? Yeah, what team? Yep.
Okay.
What team has the least amount of wins since the year 2000 in a regular season?
So, I don't know, man. You can get in the Cavaliers because they tanked for LeBron. They had like six or seven wins, or maybe it was nine wins. I'm going to say it's got to be maybe eight, because six sounds too, I mean, that sounds like they just rolling the ball and saying that forfeit type shit.
Are you saying like over under 10? Is that what you're calling it?
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking it's got to be under 10, but it's eight or nine. I'll say eight just for the fuck of it.
Okay, would you like a hint?
Yeah, we got it. Can you give me that team?
I'm gonna no. The hint is the team.
Yeah, give me the hint. I'll take the hint.
Okay,
I want the team, dog. Okay. The Kings?
No. Oh well, actually, I'm not gonna. Well, this is kind of like a hint and a hint because it's not. It's the hint is they're not called this anymore. This is not their name anymore.
So the Warriors. No, not the Warriors. The Thunder.
Correct.
Yeah, so this had to be back probably.
What were the Thunder called?
Sonics.
I'm sorry, it wasn't the Thunder.
Oh, for the love of fuck, dude. What type of question? They're not named this anymore?
No, I'm so sorry. It's not the Thunder. It's not the Seattle Supersonics, or it's not the Oklahoma City Thunder.
So it's the Charlotte, something Charlotte. It's either one of the Charlotte teams.
Yes. Charlotte what?
Hornets, right?
Yeah, but what were they called before the Hornets?
Bobcats or some shit?
They were the Bobcats.
So this is way back in the day. This is like 2002 or something probably, right? That's crazy.
Would you like the answer?
Yeah, what's the answer?
Okay. So in 2011 and 2012, the Charlotte Bobcats had only won seven games.
Seven games? Was that when they tanked for like somebody?
Was that like Okafor or something?
I think Okafor was there.
Or was Okafor way back before there?
I don't know.
It's probably like Serge Ibaka or some shit. I don't know. All right, cool. Here's the second one.
All right, let's hear it.
This is funny, dude. Okay. All right. The second trivia question. Who has the most free throw attempts in a single game? And how many attempts has that person had?
That's also a good one, too. Damn. Probably some big guys. Shaq's probably had a... I'm thinking about the Hack-a-Shaq. You remember that shit? Popovich would just fucking tear Shaq up in the first like 2 minutes of the game.
I feel like that didn't stop. They didn't like they stopped making that a rule. What, like recently, right?
Yeah, I mean, like Shaq was on the Suns and they did it. I don't know. So that was like towards the end of his career. That was like 2014-15.
I like what you're thinking because it is a big man.
Dwight Howard also comes to mind because he's not good at free throws, so that he could, you know, benefit from some hack of Shaq.
A little Taiwan Dwight Howard. Yeah. Shanghai Dwight Howard.
Even somebody like a Pau Gasol, I feel like he always had a bunch of free throws that he took. I'm going to say, like, I don't think it's up in the 30s, probably 28, 29. I'll say 29 free throws, or it could be right above that 31 or so, but I'll say 29.
Can you give me a name? Who you think it is?
I'm going to say Shaq. I think he had to be up there, right?
I have no idea because it's not Shaq.
Oh, okay.
But it is Dwight Howard.
It's Dwight Howard. Do you know how many he had?
Mm-hmm. 39.
39 free throws? No shit.
39 attempted free throws, and I wish I could tell you what game that was, but that's all the information that I got from Griff.
That makes sense, though.
I got one more for you. Here's a bonus one.
All right.
I wish he would have put these in sentences. Okay, which team has the most consecutive three-pointers in a single game? And how many three-pointers in a row did they miss in that game?
Or how many did they make in a row or miss in a row?
Who has the most missed consecutive three-pointers in a single game? And how many missed three-pointers did they have in that single game?
All right. So it has to be a team that shoots a lot of threes. Or players that shoot a lot of threes. Obviously the Warriors, but I feel like they don't miss like 9 or 10 in a row. So probably some bummy ass team too. Probably fucking
sorry.
Probably the Chicago Bulls, honestly. And they probably missed like 15. I'm thinking back when.
I'll give you a hint. I'll give you a fun hint. It's a red team.
It is a red team.
Yeah, their colors are red, white, and black.
The Raptors, then? Is that the team?
I feel like the Raptors have some purple. No, they do have black. No, it's the Houston Rockets.
Oh shit, the Rockets.
2017-2018 Houston Rockets. Wasn't that when Harden and CP3 were playing there, or was?
Oh, they probably missed like 18, 19, 20, 21.
Eric Gordon?
Yeah, they did shoot a lot of threes.
27 in a row.
God damn. They was just throwing up hella bricks, huh? 27 threes in a row. As a coach, you'd be like, but D'Antoni probably didn't give a fuck. He just kept shooting them bitches.
No. Okay, so we're going to get into some hot topics and sort of staying on NBA here. Couple blogs that I wrote about on our website. Go check it out at www.mandemandpodcasts.com/blogs. I wrote about the NBA kind of being rigged a little bit. And then my most recent one was talking about how the Spurs draft pick was a little fishy. So I guess I'll just go into why I kind of wrote about the NBA being rigged. Obviously, we're talking about Scott Foster. I mean, he got what he deserved from LeBron. Let's just go ahead and say that. He's been wanting to do that for 25 years, although LeBron's only been in the league for 20 years, so I guess he got concussed immediately and just didn't get out of the game. I guess there's no like really referee protocol for that. I have no idea. But we're just talking about like Scott Foster. Obviously, you know, we can even go way back to the Tim Donahue cheating scandal. I think that was back in 07. You know, he had mob ties, and then he ended up being a target for the mob, so he was kind of forced to, I guess, shave points on games and shit like that. He ended up coming out in that doc saying that he wasn't the only referee who was kind of, you know, getting a little dicey with underground betting. And I'm just calling Scott Foster is this guy who we've seen, you know, you look at his record against, which is funny to say, CP3. I think CP is like 1-15 in the playoffs. CP3 is, and then the Miami Heat. I believe he is 12-1 against the Miami Heat, like in the last two seasons. There's just a couple different numbers there with Scott Foster, and I don't know. I mean, the Lakers had, even though they're out of the playoffs right now, the Lakers had 400 more attempted free throws in the regular season than any other team in the league. And then you look at that Golden State series, they had more than double the amount of attempted free throws in that league. You look at Golden State, who should have lost to a much better team they were facing in the first round. The Golden State Sweethearts is what I like to call them, or matter of fact, what Adam Silver may like to call them. You know, it's bad for views. We got to keep them in the first, you know, you can't have them in an early exit. Got to keep them in first, second round. End up getting bounced by the Lakers. I don't know. It's kind of a stretch, obviously, but maybe your first couple of thoughts on this.
I'm play a little devil's advocate on you right here. So I don't think it's rigged, and I see that point, but this year is totally different. And thinking that.
Also, I got one more. I'm so sorry. One more. But Jaren Jackson's scorekeeper like kept boosting Jaren Jackson's stats all year. I don't know if you heard about that too, but just kind of bizarre because that's not just one person keeping track of his stats every single game. There's a whole group that like oversees that. And then the NBA had an immediate press conference in New York City like the day after and was like, I guess we're looking into this, but this is completely false. And you go back to like zoom in and the rebounds that they were counting for Jaren Jackson was he just getting a fingertip on the ball, you know, just barely. Or didn't even hit, but they still counted it. Just little sketchy stuff like that throughout the season.
So my thing is that on that is, I think you can pinpoint a couple of things. If they really wanted to be rigged, they would get the Lakers in the finals, or they would get the Boston Celtics in the finals. And if they really wanted to do it, it would be the matchup between the both of them. But again, I was talking to somebody at work with about this today, actually. Who is not the biggest NBA fan, but he's a big bettor. So he likes to just, you know, every bet he takes, I mean, he does all sports. Like, he's hockey. He just, you know, he follows a couple people and kind of just gets a little bit. He tails a couple people here and there, right? But what he was saying was he enjoyed watching the Lakers in the Celtics series so far and all of the playoffs. But he's saying now that the Nuggets and the – potentially the Heat probably are going to be in the finals. He said he's probably not even going to watch the finals. So in terms of views, I said, yeah, I kind of agree with that because not that I won't watch it because I definitely will probably watch it. But if you're a casual fan, A, on a Sunday during the regular season, you're watching the primetime games. The Nuggets, nobody talked about them all season, right, really. And what they're going to be probably – go ahead and win the NBA Finals. Their market is on the West Coast. Nobody really watches the late night games unless you're on the West Coast. I couldn't tell you one time I watched the Nuggets games this year, besides if it was on a prime time or something like that. So if you're talking about the NBA's side of it, they would want somebody or a team that people know about and have watched all season, kind of that Cinderella type story, which the Lakers would have been, I felt like, this season, even though they are the Lakers, but coming in from the play-in game, you know, then barely getting by, you know, a team and then beating the Warriors and now beating a Nuggets team that everybody now knows Jokic is the real deal, right? So I don't know. You could say it both ways.
What do you think about the conspiracy about the ball and the rim like having magnets inside of them and attached to each other?
Nah, dog. I saw you write that. And I was like, you're stretching. You're reaching there for a little bit. I know you. You reaching a little bit.
Okay.
Nah, ain't no way.
on top of that, the Spurs win the NBA draft lottery this year. They were one of the three teams that had the highest percentage of winning that lottery with 14%, which is usually about the highest number each year on average that a team like has a percentage of being projected to, you know, win that number one spot. Tied with the Houston Rockets with the second worst overall record in the NBA this year. Can't remember what it was. I think it was around like 12 games, 10 games maybe. The number one worst team in the league this year was the Hornets? It was the Hornets. Kind of talked about this being a little sketch too, because what did I say here? Here's my thing. It was just the seventh time that the Spurs had been in the lottery since it began in 1985, and they've won three times now, which it might not sound like too crazy of odds, but if you ask me again with the 14% number and then there's 15 teams each year, like how does that – that's – I mean, you got to be either – like destiny's got to be on your side or there's something fishy a little bit going on. Like three out of seven, those odds, I don't know the math at the top of my head, but that's kind of crazy, you know? You draft a Hall of Famer in 1987, David Robinson, another Hall of Famer in 1997 who goes by the name of Tim Duncan. And now you're looking at the most hyped prospect since LeBron James and Victor Wembanyama going to the Spurs. And now Greg Popp might stay a couple more years. A couple more things on this. after the Spurs were, you know, they do the balls, like all 15 balls in the same. It's like a lottery, right? And so after the Spurs were selected first overall, they were picked two more times after that to be in that top five position, which is again kind of sketch. Two more times after being selected first overall, and I'm pretty sure they go one, two, they start at one, then they go to 15, correct? So the first, you're getting selected three times in the first five times they select one of the balls out of that damn globe or whatever it is. I don't know.
I'll say the NBA does a lot better than the NHL did it. We can, if you go watch NFL or NHL draft lottery just a couple nights ago, a week ago now, but they said the pick before it was even up on the screen. So come on now. NBA does it right.
No, I've seen that. I've seen that.
So the NBA, I can trust the NBA. It just is. It is what it is. The Pistons.
Two more times, bro?
The Pistons got lucky a couple times in a row now.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. It was the Pistons who had the worst record in the NBA this year. My fault. Last thing on this. There's a guy named Peter J. Holt who was the chairman.
My man did his extensive research on this. What about the Cavaliers? They've had three number one picks in the same amount of times that the Spurs have. Wait, you gonna go do some research on them too? Come on, dog. What's up?
Hey, selecting LeBron James, you know,
Kyrie Irving, LeBron James,
Kyrie Irving,
and then
who was else? He was a scrub. He was a bust.
Yeah, Anthony. What's his name? Anthony Bennett or whatever. Come on now.
Yeah, Bennett.
You don't think?
Let me tell you about Peter.
Is he a Cavalier fan too?
So Peter J. Holt, who served as the Spurs chairman, was this guy who like went berserk on stage. You saw this guy, right?
I can't. He was
this dude. Let me
overly hyped for the okay. pick. Yeah, we all saw that.
So also Victor Wembanyama wearing the Tony Parker jersey, like as a young kid, and then the Spurs just invested $510 million. I think it was in 2021 is when they announced it, into this huge investment and project that's going to – it's coming active like in August this year. But it's like a practice facility. It is a medical and research and sports science facility. You've heard about this. It's insane. Like they have – I don't know. Have you not heard about this?
No, I haven't heard about the facility.
Okay. Let me see if I can find this.
What about the GM or the guy that went berserk? you got some research on him?
Yeah, so I got it. So Peter J. Holt, the great-grandson of Benjamin Holt, who introduced the first practical track-type tractor in 1904, is a founder of Caterpillar Inc., which is the largest Caterpillar dealer in the country. We all know what Caterpillar is, right?
Yeah, big old machinery.
So Peter J. Holt became the third member of the Holt family to serve as chairman of Spurs Sports and Entertainment, continuing the Holt's 23-year leadership of the organization after his father, Peter M. Holt, led the Spurs ownership group for 20 years. I'm not claiming that this is the cause or the reason why Victor Wembanyama is going to the Spurs or why they got the number one pick. But Adam Silver does accept Venmo only on private mode.
Okay. So you think they're paying have a face of a franchise every couple 20 years to help help them. Hey, I mean, if that's all they're asking for every 20 years and they want to slide a couple mil for the number one pick every 20 years, I'm okay with that. I could live with that though.
I'm just saying he's coming from a billionaire family tree. Also, I found the 510. Yep, the Spurs $510 million investment that includes a state-of-the-art training facility and medical and research offices that plan to become active come August of 2023. So I said something smells fishy here, and it isn't from the Texas Gulf Coast.
Maybe their facilities are just shit right now, so they had the upgrade, or they just...
Okay.
All right. I mean...
Okay, so nothing there? No Venmo request, no nothing.
I'm okay with it. It could definitely be happening. I'm with that. But if it is, every 20 years you pay a couple million to the commish to get the number one pick every 20 years.
Yeah, let that ride.
Yep.
If I had a couple mil,
another day,
I'm paying for my shit too. You know what I mean? Give me a number one pick every 20 years.
Hey, you ain't lying, my brother. You ain't lying. I mean, let's call it how it is. Let's go ahead and do a fun little prediction then. I don't know what the prediction is, but I guess the basic overall question is, are the Spurs making the playoffs this next year in 2024?
I don't know about the playoffs, but yeah, I don't know. That Western Conference.
Does Victor Wembanyama,
he's gonna,
a tall 7'5", skinny stature, get injured?
Yeah, he's going to break his shit real quick.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Gotcha. I don't think he's as hyped as I would think.
Rookie of the year.
Yeah, I'll give him rookie of the year. And I'll say they slide into the playoffs or in the playing game.
Okay. In the playing game. Let me ask you, let's call it right now. Who do you think the second and third pick in the NBA draft will be?
I don't even know. I think there's so many. What is it? Pistons are third.
Call right now.
Or no, they dropped. They dropped out of the top five, didn't they?
I think so.
It's Hornets.
I'm going to go ahead and say I got Brandon Miller going to the Hornets.
All right. I like that. Okay.
And then I got Scoot Henderson.
Who is that?
Going third. Scoot Henderson is like this G League player that was projected to go number one overall. He's a stud.
I was thinking about college players.
At third, and I believe, who's the third? I can't even fucking know at the top of my head. All right, here's another topic. You ready for this? Let's switch to some pop culture. Going back into the hip-hop industry. We talked about Young Thug, you know, all this shit. He's back in the hospital. I don't really want to get into a bunch of Young Thug stuff, but he went back into the hospital. We talk about, is it just some sort of thing where he's just sleep-deprived, dude. Like, he's kind of dying in jail. But we will talk about another rapper here. Another day, another celebrity finds themselves in the headlines for all the wrong reasons, and this time, it's the 30-year-old DC native Glizzy Monster himself, Mr. Shy Glizzy, just arrested for threatening to kill his ex-girlfriend. His ex-girlfriend has now filed a restraining order that is temporary, but I'd imagine will be permanent after in a few weeks. Order against him.
I have a question.
Shy Glizzy,
I have a question.
Man.
If you, let's say you're dating somebody, and you have a little argument, and no physical, nothing. But you say, let's just say out of, you know, context or in context, it's like, I hope or I wish or I want to kill you. That's threat. Is that a threat that could be filed?
Yeah, for sure.
So you can't even say, I'm going to kill you, but no, I wish.
It is 2023.
I didn't know. I didn't know if that could actually have some.
Yeah. I mean, you even say you want to fucking throw a leaf at somebody, bro. That's a threat, you know? It's all fucked up. I'll get into it a little bit. You know what? Before I get into it, it must suck. Before I start hating on Shy Glizzy and talk about how he's been irrelevant and he hasn't had an album in 5 years, I'll get into it. Whatever. He's dropping singles. I get he's doing little small shows around the country. However, he's cemented himself as a successful rapper living in the hills of L.A. Fair. This guy is in my playlist, okay? I like Shy Glizzy, but he's pretty fucking irrelevant. Also, side note here, it's gotta suck that the word glizzy has become so popular recently, like in the past couple of the years, no? Like, glizzy, like, could mean anything nowadays, and if he's not careful, he could find himself a couple of glizzies somewhere in a very dark place, if you know what I mean.
Yep, all right.
I wonder what his favorite glizzy is. Is it a hot dog, or is it, you know, a glizzy penetrating in his basement area, dude? I don't know. But here's the story, bro.
Yeah, tell me about the story, bro.
Context here. Shy Glizzy. That was pretty funny, wasn't it? that's in the blog. If you go read it, you'll crack yourself up. Shy Glizzy allegedly threatened his ex-girlfriend, Amaya Colon. So come on, are we just setting ourselves up for a lot of jokes here? Glizzy and Colon, they didn't work out.
Come on, man. That's
yeah, it didn't work up. Out, I guess. Anyways, this model with over 600K Instagram followers, she's absolutely beautiful. They've kind of been on and off forever now, and they just like broke up. I guess she wanted to break up with him of April of a couple months ago of this year. Shy Glizzy and this chick still hook up, from what I read, from what I researched, and he gifted her a G-Wagon. Fair. Shy Glizzy, again, he's still living in the hills of L.A. She likes the attention. She likes the G-Wagon. She likes the shiny presence in the cars, right? Shy Glizzy kind of gets the what every guy likes, or, you know, whatever you like nowadays. That's cool with me. I don't give a fuck. What most straight guys like, and they kind of just benefit each other now, being on and off. However, he put a tracker in the G-Wagon. So I guess the story goes, last week or so, he's texting her. They're both in the same area. He's like, yo, I'm headed home. Where you at? She's like, I'm at your place. He looks at the tracker. He plays along with it. He's like, word, I'll see you in a sec. He does realize that she is heading toward the direction of his place. However, he pulls up to her next to a red light, next to her on a red light. He gets out of the car. He goes up to the window of the G-Wagon and allegedly bangs the driver's seat window with the handle, with the bottom handle, the barrel or whatever of a gun. They both end up finding themselves back at Shy Glizzy's place. He's like, where the fuck were you? I know you weren't where you, she was like, I'm at the store. He goes, I know you weren't at the store. Take me back to that random house. Take me back to that guy. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill your mother. I'm going to kill that guy. And so he ends up taking the G-Wagon. He picks up his manager. He goes to blow off some steam at like a fucking Walmart or whatever, like a superstore. And then he comes back out. And lo and behold, he's getting gunned down by police personnel. And he's getting arrested. His bond was $40,000. He got released about five hours later, it said. And then she filed a restraining order. And said that he's just been threatening her and her mother and all this shit. And he's been threatening to, like, blackmail her with all these explicit videos that he has and photos that he has of her.
So my question to you, kind of side note to this, but on that same thing, kind of I was thinking about. Mm. So say you're in a relationship, right? A, do you have your location? Are you able to see, are you allowing your girlfriend or your significant other to see your location at all times, like on your phone, like find my iPhone or whatever?
I would say it could go both ways here.
If she asked, like, you, hey, do you mind if I get to see where you are?
No, not a problem. Not a problem. If it's like respectful and like, hey, just in case something does happen to you, I know where you're at. Right. You know, we hear about these Uber stories and whatever else, a bunch of crazy stuff happening in the world. Like, let's just be safe and have each other's location. On the other end, say if like you're sketchy and you're not coming home till 3 a.m. and shit like that, then it kind of gets to a point where, hey, like, there's trust issues there in the relationship. We got to have each other's location on.
So my thing is, I'm okay with somebody knowing, you know, where my location is in a relationship. But at the same time, don't, like, my biggest thing is just don't stalk me with it. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? And I think that's a little bit of, like, it's a gray area in to begin with. But, like, don't use it that. If we built that and I allow you to do that on some, like you said, some, like, in case some shit actually happens. But you can't sit there and just sit on your phone and wonder when I'm doing it. Say, on Friday night at 1 a.m., I'm at the bar, and you don't like that I'm at the bar without you. Don't hit my phone up and say, why are you at the bar? Are you talking to the girls? Blah, 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 blah. No, I'm sitting here with the boy, with my boy, drinking a beer, watching the game. So, you know what I mean? That's my only thing. Just, I'm okay if you want it, but don't question me or don't, like, abuse that power if that's what, if we both kind of mutually understand, like, yeah, I'll have yours, you have mine. Because that's basically is, like, right? Him putting the GPS tracker in the G-Wagon.
Yeah, that's for sure what it is. Like, it sounds like he still thinks that they are in a relationship, but then there's, like, that middle gray area where they can both benefit from each other. And he's, like, just being a weird stalker, creeper, dude. No.
I don't know, man. That's...
So... Shy Glizzy, the result of all this. Shy Glizzy has to stay 100 yards away from Amaya. He's barred from contacting her. The judge also prohibited Shy from posting or distributing any explicit photos or videos he may have of Amaya. Shy waits for a court date following a felony charge.
Yeah. All right. So saying you kill somebody, yeah, you're going to get in trouble for that one. And flashing a gun, yeah,
it's a felony.
That ain't the move.
All right, let's go into one more here, and I'll give you the option of which one you want to go into. Lil Wayne's daughter targeted in home invasion, or NBA young boy calls NLE Choppa a fake gangster.
I like the NBA young boy. I haven't talked about him in a while.
Okay.
I like some young boy on my feet.
Yeah, well, you're gonna like this one. I don't know how much you know about NBA Youngboy, but he's been on house arrest for a little bit over a year now. He's been living in this mansion in the middle of Utah. I think we talked about it. Did we not talk about it a couple months ago? He had a very rare and exclusive interview by Billboard, who came to his house, and it went viral everywhere. He was talking about how he didn't want to go back to his old ways and how he influenced all these young kids, and, like, the next music that he comes out with, he wants to, like, you know, stay away from all the darkness, and he didn't want to even go outside because he was afraid if anybody might do him, is what he said in his own words.
He was going to be on his J. Cole and Lil Durk, you know.
Yeah, grind. And he wanted to convert to Mormonism. Like, he had, like, I don't know, are they, like, what are those things called? Joseph, what are those things called? Like, Whispering Josephs or something that show up at your front door? Hovens? Jehovah's?
Jehovah Witnesses?
Yeah, Jehovah Witnesses. Like, I don't even know. That's probably completely wrong. Definitely, but, I don't know. I think that's, like, Christianity. I don't know. But anyways, they would show up to his door, and he was considering getting baptized. Like, that's what was happening a couple months ago, right? Since then, he's kind of been back on Twitter, like, taking a lot of shots at Lil Durk. I don't know how much you know, but NBA Youngboy has his own, like, record label, and Lil Durk, I don't know if you remember King Von.
Oh, yeah.
Who was shot and killed, that was on Lil Durk's OTF gang, team, label, whatever you want to call those nowadays. And Quando Rondo is another rapper that's just signed to NBA Youngboy. So Quando Rondo and Lil Tim, his homie, they were just beefing between the two gangs, and Lil Tim died. I don't know, dude. So pretty much NBA Youngboy and Lil Durk's OTF have just had ongoing beef forever now. And now NLE Choppa, we'll get into it, but he's good friends with King Von and Lil Durk. That's pretty much all you need to know. So NBA Youngboy and NLE Choppa have also had this ongoing beef forever. But anyways, before that, Last week, NBA YoungBoy dropped a 17-track mixtape called Riches Op. And a couple days before that, even, he was also in the news, also taking shots at Lil Durk, Lil Durk's girlfriend, and DJ Academics, saying, don't drop on the same day as me. I'm going to shoot your fucking head off. All this shit. He's just going back to his old ways. And now a 17-track mixtape features, once again, some pretty aggressive diss tracks toward industry names such as Drake, J. Cole, Lil Yachty, and no other than Lil Durk. And now he wants all the smoke with NLE Choppa again. My question is, why is this man so upset? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, this dude's just kind of wild and getting his own head, but pretty much the backstory between these two guys is they found they were always compared to each other once NLE Choppa, this Memphis kid actually, kind of got popular in the game, and they were always compared to each other, and they found each other at like a nightclub, and I think Quando Rondo found like NLE Choppa at a nightclub, and they started fighting and throwing bottles at each other's head. Then it got to NBA YoungBoy going to jail, and NLE Choppa kind of writing a song about free YoungBoy, and they thought they were cool. Then NBA YoungBoy or NLE Choppa comes out with another song. Just kind of, it's all over the place. Pretty much this is ongoing beef, and I feel like I'm just getting you really confused right now. But he's pretty much calling NLE Choppa and his mom a fake gangster, because his mom isn't a gangster, so how could he be a gangster? And that's like saying, going up to your barber and being like, well, your mom and your pops ain't a barber. How the fuck can you be a barber? So
isn't this kind of just like old school? Not old. Well, yeah, I wouldn't say, I'll say old school, but like way back in the day, old school of like just the rap beef, like almost like you could even say like East Coast, West Coast. But now it's like, you know, mini label against mini label, and they're just trying to get some clout.
Yeah, here it is. Young boy got locked up. Choppa dropped a song called Free Young Boy, which made things seem like their beef was over. But then fast forward to 2021 when Young Boy dropped a song called Bring the Hook, where he dissed King Von. So yeah, it's like labels like going after labels. And I honestly, if you want to call them gangs at this point, they're gangs going after other gangs.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I think, and what is Young Boy? Why is he?
I think they also allegedly were talking to like a couple of the same chicks as well.
What is Young Boy on house arrest for again?
I think a couple of gun charges. So Young Boy, if you look at the cover of the Riches Op mixtape, it's he's like at outside of his crib. He's getting a cut from the barber. Young Boy has like seven baby mamas too, so I'm not sure if he's just like kind of upset that he has to send like seven different checks to his baby mamas every month. He's got like eight kids. But yeah, I mean, this is, I mean, it's kind of insane. So NBA Young Boy's back to his old ways, but yeah, it's kind
could
of
you
just
do
like
house arrest? Would you do house arrest? I say you get a choice.
For sure.
All right, you get a choice then.
Yeah, I'd be playing Xbox all day.
So you get a choice. You go to jail for 6 months, or you do, let's say, 3 years of house arrest. You pick a house arrest for 3 years, and you can only leave for...
Me personally?
Yeah, you personally. But not, you, as you.
Yeah, yeah, I'm doing house arrest for 3 years.
For 3 years, dog?
Yeah. I'm just having the boys come over.
Double. So basically double COVID. You doing two terms of COVID?
I know if I go in there as a scrawny 5'8 little white boy, I'm getting whacked in the ass.
I don't know. I don't know if I could.
I'm getting glizzy, bro.
I don't know if
I'm my colon's getting glizzy.
You can't leave the house, bro. You can't leave.
I don't. Hey, if I walk outside, I'm afraid somebody might do me. I'm on that Young Boy shit, dude. Now, what about you?
I don't know. I'll probably do the 6 months.
Yeah.
Because I have to leave.
I mean, would you try? Like, what would your first week in jail look like? Like, what would you do? Like, what's your strategy?
I'd just be cool with my roommate, or if I'm with a cellie or somebody,
No, it ain't no roommate in there, bro. That's a cellmate, dog.
It's a cellmate. Yeah,
two big differences right there.
I'd try to be cool with him, and if it went south, then, you know, I know what can happen in there. if I'm not dead, yeah. I'm taking it up the
ass. You would have, well, you have, yeah, well, you have no other option but to fight somebody first week. Like, say me and you go in there. Say me, like, I'm going into jail first week. I would probably get messed around with. I would have to fight. I would have to fight or form some sort of alliance, or not even form, but insert myself into some sort of alliance, or somebody's inserting themselves into me.
That's fair. Maybe I'll do that 3 years of house arrest.
Yeah.
I don't know, dog.
I'm telling you.
It could be. I would. No.
I mean, you hear about young thug, dude, like the most popular guy probably in that jail. Can't even get his hands on some Yerk 30s, and he's just surviving off chocolate and chocolate chips and cookies, bro.
But he's been there for how long now?
Me?
A year?
A little bit over. He just had his 1 year anniversary.
That's, in May. Well, that's what I'm saying. Over a year is like, he's trying to get out of there, going to court every other day.
Yeah.
And then 6 months ago, he didn't look too bad, did he? It wasn't as bad as it is the last couple photos I've seen of him and the last couple videos I've seen of him.
That's bad. No, I'm cool with house arrest, waking up. I'm pretty sure in jail the lights always stay on. Like, are you kidding me? I feel like this isn't a question. 3 years, waking up, making whatever. You get to eat what, like, eating anything is like, I guess the biggest factor that I'm thinking, like sleeping in my own bed and eating whatever I still want to. That's out here in the real world. Going into the podcast room and doing podcast. And I'm like, hey, yeah, I'm on house arrest, but I can still upload to YouTube.
Okay, I'm with that. I'll take the 3 years then.
Yeah.
But you can't be calling me every day talking about bring me groceries and bring me Chick-fil-A and shit like that. I ain't with that.
I got Instacart. I got GoPuff.
You're going to be blowing up that bill. That credit card bill going to be crazy after 3 years.
I mean, yeah, that's the thing. I won't have a job. You know,
you got a job. You can have a job. You can do what you're doing now.
Could you have a job? Yeah, I guess so. All right, well, that's... I don't know if you have anything else, but that's season 3, episode 130. We've got a couple exciting things lined up here. So excited to host you, bro. Excited for you to see the yard.
Yeah.
And
have a good little weekend.
Anything else?
Probably record another podcast that you'll see next week, guys.
Yep. New cameras.
New cameras.
All right. Why don't you get us on out of here?
Namaste to you guys. Namaste.
See you later.